really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf. And we're heading straight towards a major celebration, the birthday anniversary of the awaited Imam who shall fill our earth with justice, serenity, and God-wariness, whose government shall become the source of unprecedented peace and prosperity, and who is our only hope for saving mankind. I would like to congratulate all our beloved listeners from across the world and all religions on the birthday anniversary of Imam Mehdi that shall be in a couple of days on behalf of myself and my colleagues here on IRIB English Radio. And as always, I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. Yo! There's nothing worse than a community losing its unity due to fruitless rivalries and mundane intolerance. All the Muslims share the same identity, which is belief in the oneness of God, the holiness of the Kaaba, the prophethood of Muhammad, the virtues of Ali, and Muslims are yet to properly unite under the same identity. And what is most destructive element to unity other than being uninformed of the diversity of opinions in our community? Achieving unity requires understanding. It requires calm, peaceful, and academic discussions. But what do we normally do when we want to learn about someone else's beliefs? We ask our own friends, our own group. We think we know exactly what everyone else thinks and believes, so why bother ask them anyway? But the reality is that in most cases, we only have this vague, delusory, and often corrupt idea of what they believe. Like, take a moment and think about all the wrong things people think about you. All the misunderstandings that followers of other schools or religions have about your belief, your school. Why do you think it's not the same the other way around? I mean, that you also have a list of opinions about others that's probably wrong. So, if we're seeking the truth and we want to achieve unity, we certainly have to ask our questions about other religions from themselves and read their sources. In addition to Allah, Mecca, Muhammad, Ali, the Shia and Sunni also share a firm belief in the Mahdi. An offspring of the Prophet, he will be the savior of mankind and fill the world with justice after it is filled with injustice. Mahdi isn't just a person. He's a cause. He's a belief and hope that although several millennia of man's residence on earth has failed to produce a worldwide government that is just in all aspects, the Mahdi will. The story of humans does have a happy ending, and that we will learn to live properly without exploiting or discriminating others. Mahdi bears so much ground for unity among Muslims. The concept of a savior is also a great point of study for unity with other religions. The better we understand each other, the more we understand that we have the same goals and the same enemies. The closer we feel, the closer our identities become, and unity follows. I invite the Sunnis to study what the Shia believe about the Mahdi, but as for those dear listeners who are Shia, do you know what your Sunni brethren think about the Mahdi? Stay tuned.
It's yet another day, feeling all alone, Without your presence, I just can't go. My eyes are searching for you everywhere. After the end of the Friday prayer, O son of Hassan, my beloved Imam of the talking Quran, accept my salam. Allajan ya sahib al-zaman. Allajan.
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. We are Bookshelf. So before the break, we were talking about the importance of understanding each other's opinions about various subjects, but especially about those that we share a common ground on. One such subject is the Mahdi. Today we want to introduce a book that lists narrations that have been reported in Sunni books about the Mahdi. The book is called Al-Mahdi by Sayyid Sadruddin Sadr and is published by Naba Organization. It's a collection of a series of traditions which have been narrated from the Holy Prophet, his progeny and companions, all taken from the sources of our Sunni brethren. It also contains sayings and writings of Sunni scholars about the awaited Mahdi, who is from the progeny of Muhammad. The book has been translated by Jalil Durrani. Naba Organization is an Islamic endeavor for disseminating Islamic knowledge worldwide. They have kindly provided this book for free on al-islam.org for anyone to download. Alright, so I have the book in front of me right now. It's in 194 pages. It has an interesting introduction, which I think it's a good idea for you guys to read as well. And then it's divided into chapters. Like the first chapter, it's about the holy verses, about Mahdi, the sayings of the Holy Prophet, the sayings of Ali, the sayings of scholars, poetry and prose about the Mahdi. The second chapter goes starts listing basically narrations about the Mahdi based on their topic. So something interesting is that if you're looking to find something specific, you can just take a look at the topics. All right, so there's a lot to read from the contents. I'm going to skip that. But in a few moments after the break, we're going to read an excerpt of the book Al-Mahdi, which you can download from al-islam.org. Don't go away.
Oh, Mahdi.
Oh, Mahdi. Lives to this hand we present. To Mahdi. How else is the song content? To Mahdi. Lives to this hand we present. To Mahdi. How else is the song content? In division, in oppression. Mahdi's nation wants Mahdi. Wants Mahdi.
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. We were talking about how it's important to understand each other's belief by asking each other and by reading each other's sources. Today we introduced a book called Al-Mahdi by Sayyid Sadruddin Sad and published by Naba Organization and translated by Jalil Durrani. I'm going to read page 60 of this book, which is about the Mahdi and his conduct. Abu Dawood narrates on page 88 of his Sahih a tradition from Salama, the wife of the Holy Prophet, from the Holy Prophet, in a tradition in which he mentioned the Mahdi and the allegiance given to him between Rukn and Maqam. Rukn and Maqam is somewhere in Mecca. He will act among the people according to the practice of their Prophet and will establish Islam and spread its precepts all over the earth. The author of Yanabi al-Muwadda narrates on page 437 from Ali ibn Abi Talib, who said that Mahdi's characteristics are as such. He will incline people's desires towards the path of guidance at a time when they have inclined guidance to follow their desires. He will turn people's opinions to the direction of the Qur'an at a time when they have turned the Qur'an to follow their opinions. Mahdi shall demonstrate to you fairness in conduct. Mahdi shall enliven the commandments of the Qur'an and the Sunnah, which were until then dead and lifeless. On page 98 of Al-Sawa'iq, Ibn Hajar says, Ibn Hamad narrates a tradition whose chain of transmission culminates in the Holy Prophet, who said, "The Mahdi is from my progeny, Itra. He shall fight for my Sunnah, just as I fought for the revelation of Allah." The author of Yanabi al-Mawadda narrates on page 445 from Al-Hamawaini, who narrates from Ibn Abbas, the Messenger of Allah said, "Verily Allah granted victory to this religion through Ali. When he is killed, the religion will be corrupted and will not be set right until the Mahdi comes." In the third chapter of Itd al-Durar, its author narrates from Harith ibn Mughira al-Nadhari that he asked Abu Abdullah al-Husayn ibn Ali, "By what sign should we recognize Mahdi?" He replied, "By his calmness and his dignity." Once again I asked, "By what sign?" He replied, "By the knowledge of the permissible and forbidden affairs, and by people's need of him and his freedom of need from others." Alright, that's unfortunately all the time I have. I hope you get an idea of what this book is all about. It lists the narrations from Sunni books about Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Of course, it doesn't have all the narration, but it gives you a very good idea of what there is in the resources of our Sunni brothers. And one other thing that makes this book unique is that it allows you to have more fruitful discussions and much more understandings with our Sunni brothers. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. If you missed the program, no worries, you can always download an archive of our show from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Today, we went through the book Al-Mahdi by Sayyid Sadruddin Sadr, published by Naba Organization and translated by Jalil Durrani. Until next week and a lot of calm discussions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.